CBS News anchor Walter Cronkite once said he knew he was doing a good job if everyone was mad at him. So I guess that since everyone is mad at the media, they must be doing a good job. Now, let's be very clear. All media forums and outlets have a particular editorial viewpoint, and all media managers make choices as to which stories to run and how those stories are to be played. So, it was with a sense of deja vu I've been following the latest contrempts about how Facebook edits, or if you choose, manipulates, the news. And which word you use, edit or manipulate, tells me a lot about you and your views about the online service. But here's how convoluted the issue is. A U.S. senator sent a letter to Facebook executives asking how stories are treated. The New York Times then wrote about the letter, and in one paragraph used the word demanded, but in another paragraph used the word asked. The conservative blog Punching Bag Post ran a headline saying Senate investigates, which I take to mean a full-scale investigation with committees and hearings. But I don't know that a letter is the same thing as a real investigation. Four paragraphs into the story, the New York Times writer begins to talk about the First Amendment. The Punching Bag Post story makes no mention of the First Amendment. So, right away we can see bias in both a liberal and conservative media outlet. As for the alleged congressional investigation of the media, it wouldn't be the first time. Over the years, Congress has conducted numerous formal investigations of quiz shows, violence, and news programs. In fact, the first congressional investigation of a newspaper goes all the way back to 1779. Is news presentation on Facebook biased? Of course. Does it really make a difference? Of course not. I'm Larry Burris.